This news update is being brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding expert. And by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. The Bad Axe City Council tackled a full agenda during its July 20th meeting, approving several infrastructure projects and park improvements, while also hearing public comments on proposed marijuana ballot initiative. The council unanimously approved nearly $486,000 in payments to Nuckel and Sons for the Soper Road paving project, and authorized more than $217,000 for Aztec Asphalt's work on South Hanselman Street project. Members also gave the green light to move forward with a new dog park at Wilcox Park. The project includes fencing, a waste station, benches or picnic tables, and a water station with a budget of up to $19,000. The Department of Public Works also received approval to purchase a 2026 Bad Boy Renegade mower for $16,500, while council approved payment of more than $105,000 in city bills. A proposal to replace the city's phone system through Abadata Connect was temporarily put on hold. Council voted to seek additional quotes before making a final decision on the nearly $3,900 upfront purchase and ongoing monthly service costs. In public comments, a Bad Axe resident submitted signed petitions seeking to place a proposal allowing marijuana establishments within the city on the November 4th ballot for voter consideration. During the commissioner comments, Commissioner John Hunt highlighted improvements in City Council's financial position following an audit review, saying the fund balance had grown to roughly 20% of the annual budget. Hunt also noted that there was a recall petition filed against him. Council also approved the annual citywide garage sales to coincide with the Huron County Fair, August 13th through 16th, and selected its preferred candidates for the Municipal League Workers' Compensation Fund Board. City officials reminded residents that early voting for the August 4th primary election will be held at Wilcox Park from July 25th through August 2nd between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. each day. And the Village of Sebwing marked a milestone on July 21st by hosting its first ever community picnic, bringing residents together for an evening centered on community spirit and family fun. The free event welcomed families and neighbors to enjoy food, activities, and opportunities to connect with local organizations. The gathering followed the community's successful Touch a Truck event earlier this month, reflected a continued effort to create events that encourage community involvement. Organizers said the inaugural picnic was designed to strengthen relationships among residents while showcasing the welcoming atmosphere that defines Sebwing. Community leaders expressed hope that the event would become an annual tradition, building on its strong community support and participation. The July 21st community picnic represented a new chapter in Sebwing's ongoing efforts to bring neighbors together and celebrate the people who they call the village home. Business owners in downtown and Old Town Saginaw have a new opportunity to improve the appearance of their properties. The Saginaw Downtown Development Authority has set aside $70,000 for its Facade Improvement Grant Program, offering financial assistance for exterior upgrades to commercial buildings within the DDA district. Eligible projects include improvements such as masonry repairs, tuck pointing, new signage, landscaping, and other enhancement to build street-facing exterior facades. Applications are reviewed by the DDA committee before being forwarded to the full board for approval. DDA officials say grant awards have typically ranged from a few thousand dollars up to about $10,000, depending on scope of the project. The authority says interest in the program has already been strong and is encouraging eligible property owners to contact the DDA to discuss project eligibility and submit applications. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Sizzling hot deals are available now at Ashley and Bad Axe. It's the summer savings event, and that means you get the hottest deals on the latest styles for your space. Now is your chance to save up to 30% off accessories, up to 30% off end tables, and up to 25% off store-wide. Ashley has the best selection of dining sets, love seats, sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, recliners, lift chairs, mattresses, and more. Plus, when you're in store, remember to shop our summer steals starting at $399. And if you live in an active household, you need to check out the Novella Performance Fabric Collection. It's exclusive to Ashley and is washable, stain resistant, and fade resistant. So whether you've been holding off new furniture due to kids or pets, now you don't have to with Novella Performance Fabric from Ashley. You can also make your refresh more affordable than ever with available 1 year and 5 year no interest financing. Ashley is locally owned and operated and a proud member of the Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce.
Can't find what you need? See me, Tara, at Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. We have the furniture and mattresses you want in stock. Shop Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. This is home.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. Emergency crews and National Guard units are on the ground in West Virginia following severe flash flooding that swept through Upshur and surrounding counties. Torrential overnight rain overwhelmed local river basins, inundating scores of homes, cutting off roadways, and leaving local infrastructure severely damaged. Search and rescue operations remain active across affected communities as emergency personnel work to restore utility services. Regional relief organizations have established disaster centers to distribute clean water, food, and temporary shelter to displaced residents. And the Yemen Houthi rebels called responsibility for fresh maritime attacks targeting two crude oil tankers in the Red Sea, reigniting fears over global energy transit routes. The strikes represent a sharp resumption of aggressive actions near Bab el-Mandeb Strait. Naval forces operating under multinational security escorts responded to assist the damaged vessels. Global maritime organizations issued immediate navigation alerts, urging commercial carriers to exercise extreme caution or reroute around the Cape of Good Hope. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.
Call Bresky Siding and Building Repair for your new roof, roof repair, or leak detection.
This is Derek Bresky, your roofing specialist from Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair. Most people think replacing their old worn-out roof is expensive and are afraid of rising costs. Call me for a free roof inspection and let me show you what Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair have to offer. With over 40 years experience, I will personally come and inspect your roof. Trust me to give you a roof you can afford, including a top-of-the-line quality shingle.
Call my dad at 929-529-8167.
That's right, Ayana. Call our dad today at Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair, a company you can trust.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.